In case you missed it, a version of article was originally published by Thorold today on November 13th. Thorold residents who love to feed the local wildlife could soon be facing fines. During Tuesday's City Council meeting, Councillor Tim O'Hare put a motion on the floor to have City Hall look into amending the bylaw so that the feeding of wildlife will become prohibited. The feeding of wildlife can contribute to the growth of rodent populations, creating further health and safety concerns within communities, he told his fellow council members. Wildlife that frequent residential areas in search of food can cause damage to homes, gardens, and property, creating costly repairs and hazards for residents. He also said that providing food to wildlife often results in improper diets, leading to malnutrition, illness, and the spread of diseases among animals that may subsequently affect local ecosystems. Other councillors voiced their support for the initiative. "Unfortunately, we all love the animals, but you have to think for your neighbor in your neighborhood and city," said Councillor Mike Didivites. "This would be a great impact to stop the rodent problem." But some are concerned how a total prohibition will go over with senior residents. "I have had many discussions with even relatives of mine, and most of them are seniors," said Councillor Carmen Darris. "I told them how bad it is, drawing in rodents, but they continue to do it. I don't know how that's going to sit with a lot of seniors in town, but it's the right thing to do. I just don't know how you're going to find these people." Director of Development Services Jason Simpson said that if a new bylaw were to pass, it could possibly give authority to the Humane Society of Greater Niagara to go on people's properties to fine them for feeding the wildlife. A report on the matter will come to council at a later date.